Transmission.
Okay, once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee comes to you live from the mind of Tobe. Yeah, so my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the meeting of which starts right now. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, what wackiness are you getting up to today? All kinds of weirdness. For example, I am drinking tea. So yummy. Can't get enough of it. Drinking hot tea today because it's nice and cool. Cold outside, rainy. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit outside. I left one of my doors open overnight, got my house down to 68 degrees. Yeah. Below 70. I'm super excited about it. Kind of wanted to go outside, but today is not a going outside day, which is just as well, because the field hockey season has started. And shouldn't I be watching Bundesliga? Is that Bundesliga game still on? Yeah, okay. Hertha Berlin is playing Bayern Munich, and Berlin is up 2-0. That's just crazy talk. Wow, Bayern should be blowing these guys out, but it's not happening. Back to my field hockey. We've got Iowa versus Michigan State. Oh, and here's Peppa. Hi, Peppa. Hi, do you want to do kitty stuff on the banky? I was kind of thinking about doing radio show instead. Got no decision from the cat yet. She's just standing over here by my pile of sandpaper giving me feral kitty face with her mouth half open. Oh, she's yawning. Oh, such a sleepy baby. Don't you want to go back over to your banky and take in some more kitty naps? I don't know. Don't know what's going to happen here. Or maybe we do. Looks like she's wandering off into the bathroom. Okay. So, anywho. I'm having a strange day. I'm getting to this a little bit discombobulated. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is here. Come on, Iowa. Come on, they had a shot there and they didn't even take it. Yeah, come on. I guess I'm rooting for Iowa here. My favorite field hockey team is, of course, the Lady Terps from the University of Maryland. Oh, the poor University of Maryland. They're going to get nailed for the death of that football player. They have been found negligent and all kinds of other bad things. I hope none of their cute field hockey players die. So anyway, I woke up this morning. Not really. Let me rephrase that. I woke up this afternoon at just a few minutes before 1 p.m. or 1300 hours. Not very proud of that. I don't know what my problem is. Don't know why I fell asleep. Iowa just got another goal. 3-0. So I woke up late, ate my breakfast, decided to check my email, and I get an email from my mom telling me that my dad is in the hospital again with acute pancreatitis. Nice. Pancreatitis, my old arch enemy. Now it's focusing on my parents. It can't get to me anymore, and so it's trying to antagonize my dad. So my dad's in the hospital today, and that's fun. Who knows what's going to happen? The last time he had acute pancreatitis, I'm trying to think. Earlier this year, they were saying gallstones or something, and so they're probably going to think about cutting my dad's gallbladder out. So that'll be fun. And speaking of pancreatitis fun, maybe he'll get the morphine drip. Oh, kids, if there's one thing you need to experience in your lifetime is to have slow but constant morphine pumped directly into your heart via your subclavian artery. Oh, my God. You have never been high until you have had morphine pumped directly into your heart for a month. How do I know this? Yes, I do speak from experience. Don't do drugs, kids. Unless, of course, you're in the hospital with pancreatitis, then I recommend doing as much drugs as possible. Pancreatitis is extremely painful. Extremely painful. Well, how painful is it? Well, I don't know what to compare it to. But I'll tell you this. I have talked to three women in my lifetime who have both had pancreatitis and have given birth to a baby. And every single one of them told me that having pancreatitis is much, much worse. So I find that interesting. That must be... Well, let me put it to you this way. I feel like I could birth a baby now. Having had pancreatitis enough and severe enough cases of it, it's like, yeah, okay, have a baby, no problem. Oh. All right. So let's stop with all of the hoo-ha. I know what you're listening to this show for. You are wondering if I made any progress on the cigar box guitar. Well, the truth of the matter is, I have. Yes, I actually spent some time yesterday putting strings on my cigar box guitar. And it wasn't too bad. I actually did it pretty quickly, with, you know, like in 15 minutes or less. I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, you know, I didn't quite do it right. And so then I undid it and I redid it. And that only took me about another 5 or 10 minutes tops. I swear to God, I didn't spend more than a half an hour. And I actually did a pretty good job. This is not your typical Tobe crappy job. This is like, looks like somebody actually cared and put some effort into it. Yeah, and I did. And, you know, I didn't bring him up to full pressure or full tension at the beginning. You know, I kind of slowly crept him up. And the weather is weird here, up and down and up and down. So I tuned it up last night, and I noodled around on it for a few minutes, and I set it aside. And then right before I went to bed at like 3:30, suddenly I had the urge to play Get It On, Bang a Gong by T-Rex. And I still haven't figured that out. But how cool is T-Rex? I really feel like T-Rex is really underrated. But that's just me. We don't have to talk about T-Rex right now. Old Mark Bolan, he's dead. He doesn't care. What you want to know about is the cigar box guitar. So let's grab it. It's right over there. And here we have it. And it looks awesome. That key as the bridge looks so cool that I can't even stand it. Is this the coolest thing I've ever made? Oh, maybe. I don't know. Depends on what your standards of judgment are. It still looks a little wild because I have the ends of the strings just sticking up. And I need to tell you one other thing. Yesterday, the only reason it took me that long to string this thing is because Pippa was in the room. She saw all this and she decided she needed to help. And if you have a cat, you know how helpful they are. And so, yeah, I'm trying to string the guitar and there's pieces of guitar strings swinging around in the air. And you know how fun that is for cats. And then the cat figures out, oh, I think it's Kitty Spaghetti. And the cat starts chewing on the guitar strings, which are metal. And I've got them through the tuners and I'm twisting the tuners up, tuning the instrument. The things are spinning around. The cat's chewing on. What are you doing chewing on? That's not Kitty Spaghetti. So, you know, that's why it took me an extra few minutes. So if you have a cat, be expected to take a little bit longer stringing your cigar box guitar. So now we need to tune this thing. I tuned it last night, but it rained overnight and I had the windows open, humidity, air pressure, all kinds of stuff. How much in tune is it? Let's find out. Clathunk. Clathunk, clathunk. It's a little flat. And now it's just a hair sharp, but that's fine. Don't you just love listening to me tune my instruments on the air? All right, so now we're going to hear it. I have tuned it G, D, G, and I'm going to place the microphone about 6 inches or 15 centimeters away from the box. Here we go. What's it sound like? Listen to that sustain. It's still going. I can't believe how good this thing sounds. Yeah, listen to that thing sustain. Listen to that nice warm tone. It's crazy. And the weird thing is, the intonation is pretty much perfect, or as close to perfect as anything I've ever done. All the harmonics are right over the fret lines. It's perfect. All right, so now I bet you're wondering, yeah, but can you play it yet? Well, I don't know. I only played it for maybe a total of 15 minutes. Put the old glass slide on my finger here. And let's see what we can get out of it. Again, remember, you are hearing this directly through the air. This is not plugged in or anything. It is not amplified. This is a purely acoustic instrument. And it sounds cool. The one thing I haven't figured out is how to hold it. How do I hold it while I'm sitting down? I'm probably going to have to put strap buttons on it and add a strap so I can play it standing up. What's the cat doing? Oh, she's over there playing with a paper bag, if you can hear that in the background. Thank you. Right. So you might notice that it has a considerably different tone than the Fruitcake Tin sitar. That's because the, you know, resonating body is made out of wood. It's a cigar box, not a fruitcake tin. And if you want to hear a comparison, we can do that. So first, the cigar box. And if that sounds twangy or buzzy, that's just me not having good technique on it yet with this glass slide. You know, I'm still getting used to it. I just started playing this. I haven't been playing this for more than 20 minutes. You are hearing the incipients. And now you'll hear the fruitcake tin. It's louder, it sounds metallic because it's got a metal body. Yeah, it sounds a little bit louder too. Which is weird because there's no sound holes in this thing. You might be thinking, oh, it's got more bass. Yeah, because the lowest string is 2 octaves lower instead of 1 octave lower like it is on the cigar box guitar, which we'll switch to right now. See that low string? Is only an octave apart from the high string. And so you can play a full blues scale like this. Yeah, so it sounds different, but it sounds much more interesting. Just, I don't know, I'm just so used to listening to the other thing so much. I'm loving the sound of this cigar box thing. Yeah, it's a little buzzy, it's a little rattly, but that's just me. I've got the action set at about 5 millimeters. Well, it's about 5 millimeters at the nut. It goes up a little bit. But the action is high. Not quite as high as the other thing. You keep hearing me hit my slide up against the neck. That's what that annoying sound is. And sometimes when I'm picking it, you hear my fingernail hit the cigar box. And that's because the action above the cigar box is much lower. It's about 3 centimeters lower. So I'm kind of used to digging into it in a certain way, and I got to sort of not go as deep as I normally do. You know, that wouldn't be a problem if I would have cut a one single large sound hole in the middle, because my finger would be right up above that and my finger would go into the hole instead of hitting the box. But I didn't do that. I drilled 2 holes, and I love the sound of this thing. It's a little buzzy, it's a little rattly, but that's mostly just me and the wound strings. On the fruitcake sitar, the only wound string is the lowest string. And on this, the cigar box guitar, I've got two wound strings, the lowest and the middle. And so there's a little bit of sound of that. There's some buzz. Still haven't figured out exactly how to put my finger on it. And the slide is a little bit too long. If I play with the copper slide, I can get better definition of notes between strings. Listen to that sustain. It's still going. It's amazing. If you hit the neck, the whole thing will ring. It's amazing. I can't believe how good this sounds. Just because if you've been listening to previous episodes leading up to this, you know how crappily made this is. There's no right angles. There's no straight lines. Barely anything was measured. Everything was just hacked together, and it still sounds great. And this is just proof for you that you can go out and build something. You can build something crappy, it'll still sound great, and you can be cool. Now, the problem with this copper slide is that it's not quite long enough to play all the strings at once. And so I'm sort of reduced to just playing individual notes and not, you know, being able to do any chords. And one difference between the cigar box guitar and the fruitcake tin sitar is that, oh God, I just did my shoulder thing. Ow, 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 crap. The higher you go up on the neck of the fruitcake tin sitar, the less defined the notes are. You lose some tone, you lose some timbre. But that is not the case with the cigar box guitar, and this is a function of it being made out of wood. And we can talk about the physics of this and get technical, but we're not going to, because this is not the technical show. So when I play notes up here, can't hold it and do this at the same time. When I do the notes up here an octave higher, they have the same great tone and sustain as notes lower down on the neck. And this is different than the fruitcake sitar, which the volume and the tone sort of goes away the higher you get up on the neck, but I don't know. I'm having fun. This is the coolest thing I have. I've been having so much fun with the cigar box guitar. I think everybody should have one. Children should be given these instead of various other instruments, because it's so much easier to learn to do this. It's so much faster to learn to play on a cigar box guitar for any number of reasons. And frankly, something you build is a lot cooler than anything you buy. And, you know, if you wanted to get something like a strum stick, look it up, strum stick, or a travel/backpack guitar, you'd be better off just building a cigar box guitar, because they're much cooler. People will think you are cooler because you are cooler, and they're way funner to play.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. Hey, Tobe, can you play Personal Jesus yet? I don't know. Let's find out. Sort of a crappy blues version there, but still, it's a very simple thing to do. I'm having so much fun with this. I'm going to put a strap on it. I'm going to do some stuff. And that reminds me, I figured out a way that I might be able to electrify this the stupid and cheap way. Tune in tomorrow for more on that. Maybe we'll plug this thing directly into the mixing board and we can see what it sounds like recorded directly. And the intonation blows me away. Out of time, you've been listening to the Dubious Cigar Box Guitar Committee. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more great stuff. I'm out. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?